Man, I love this. I love youth conference. I love speaking to young people. I was a young person when I got saved. In fact, I was raised Catholic, but I gave my life to the Lord at C3 Brookvale when I was like 17. And man, it's been a journey. It's been a wild journey. And I want to encourage you. I'm going to be talking about voices this morning, but I want to encourage you, enjoy the journey. Enjoy journeying in Christ. Enjoy, man, I've always sensed the supernatural. I was raised Catholic, but I've always sensed the supernatural. And even when I was like 4 and 5, I'd see things in my room and it was like a witch sitting on a wardrobe or something like this. And I'd run into my dad's room, dive into bed with mum and dad. I'm one of 7 kids. I'm the eldest boy, so I shouldn't be doing this, the young one. But I'm diving into bed. Dad, I'm seeing something in my room. And he's like, it's okay, because God's real and the devil's real, but God's more powerful, so don't worry about it. Go back to bed. I'm like, okay, cool. God's more powerful. We're sorted. So I'd go back to bed. And I'd sense something, and I'd go into my dad's room, and he'd be standing at the window. And our house backed onto a high school. And there'd be witches and warlocks that would come and do seances and do sacrifices. And there'd be like green flames. I promise you, the life in Christ is exciting. I don't care what the Bible isn't boring. This is cool stuff. I've seen some crazy things and I'll tell you about it. But green flames coming up out of the ground. 30, 40 foot in the ground as they do sacrifices and seance. And dad would go, watch this. And he'd start to pray in tongues and the flames would go down.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, we're Catholics, charismatic Catholics. Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, I'm loving this. So since a young child, I've just had this prayer, God, if you'll use me, I'll be used. Because I love what you were saying there, but for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope.
Yeah.
That's not your friends, that's not your leaders, that's you.
That's right.
God wants to do life with you. Yeah. He wants to partner up with you. And just as we were worshiping, I was thinking, we get really engaged and we sing these lyrics and it's come to the altar and you know, your presence is an open door. But I wonder how often we actually appropriate those statements in our life and we walk through the open door. Or we say, God, I'm coming to the altar because I want a fresh touch from you in my life. Because the thing is this, it says in Matthew 5, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, all that basically means is if you want more of God in your life, he'll give it to you. He'll pour out into your life. Matthew 11 says, if you're weary, you're tired, you're stressed, you're burdened, you're feeling, come to me. I've got what you need. I want to encourage somebody here today. God's got what you need. You don't have to look in other places. You don't have to look to other people. You can look to God and he will pour out into your life every single thing that you need for every situation you find yourself. Well, anyway, I'm a young kid saying, God, if you'll use me, I'll be used. A few years later, I get saved. I go to C3 Oxford Falls. I do Bible college. I'm running my own business and I'm always looking for people I can pray for. I'm praying for people with sprained ankles. They get healed. It's gone. The pain's gone. I'm looking for people with headaches. I'm praying for them. They get healed. I'm looking for people with broken arms. They get healed. I'm like, God, this is awesome. God, I love it. And I know it's not me. It's God. He's the healer.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. My dad never told me I couldn't.
Right.
He only told me that God was powerful.
Right.
He only told me that God loved me.
Right.
He only told me that God would be with me along the journey. It's important, the voices that we listen to.
Yeah.
And because I hadn't been told I couldn't, I just went out and did.
Right.
So one day I'm at Terry Hills. See, I've prayed for 2 people that were dead and they came back to life.
Wow.
They didn't have a headache. They were dead.
Wow.
They didn't have a broken leg. They were dead.
Wow.
I've prayed for people that were paralyzed and dribbling and couldn't talk and weren't cognitive, that got out of wheelchairs, lifted their hands and started praising God. Because my dad never told me that I couldn't. And the Bible tells me that I can. It says all things are possible to those who believe. I want to tell you here this morning, all things are possible. What are you believing for? Yeah, because and the word also says, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So you can desire God to do a work in your life and through your life. You can desire to be a leader. You can desire to rise. You can desire to impact your school, your home, your family, and God will do it through your life. So I'm up at Terry Hills. I'm running a business. I make furniture, and then I'm a builder, so I build houses. And I hear this crash. In a 90 zone, a guy's been doing 110. It was wet, and he lost control of his ute. As he's lost control, he's hit a tree, and basically the front of the car was like that around the tree. He'd hit the tree so hard. His knees were on his chest, and the steering wheel had come in onto that, and there was all flammable paint in the back of his ute that exploded. So by the time I shut down all my machines, got there, it was about 10 minutes later, he had a big cut down his neck, but there was no blood coming out because his heart wasn't beating. And there was an off-duty paramedic that was there, and he said, man, there's no good, he's dead. I said, what are you telling me? He goes, he doesn't have a pulse. He's not breathing. He's dead. So he covered him with a sheet. I'm like, this is terrible. It's been about 15 minutes since it happened. So I start to walk off. He's trapped in the car. The steering wheel's on him, cut in his neck, not moving, lifeless. Wow. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm standing there. People are gathering around. The ambulance is on the way. And God said, what are you doing? I said, well, what do you mean? He said, you prayed, if I'll use you, you'll be used. I said, yeah, but he's dead. So I'm negotiating with God. He's dead. Ankles, they're not a problem. Headaches, they're not a problem. Arms, we can deal with that. God, he's dead. But the Bible says the same power that God worked in Jesus Christ when he raised him from the dead is at work in you. It's not at work in you just for you. It's at work in you for your family, for your friends, for the miracles that need to take place through your life. You see, God wants to empower you today. He wants to increase his measure of anointing upon your life. He wants your faith to rise in the house today so that you can go out and change the course of history. Well, I couldn't change the course of history. Well, I changed the course of this man's history because he was dead. And so I'm like, well, what do I? And God says, go and pray for him. So I walk back across, and this off-duty paramedic, I didn't realize was a backslidden Christian. So he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to pray for him. He said, who do you think you are? And I just, I'm a minister. Because I had been to Bible college, and the Bible says we're all ministers of the Spirit. So I wasn't technically ordained, but heck, I'm a minister. You're a minister here today in Jesus' name. And so I walk back across, and I pull the blanket off. He's like, what are you doing? He got really, really up in my face. I said, back off. And I didn't know what to pray. So I'm just like, I don't know. I said, in Jesus' name, I rebuke death and I speak life. It's been 20 minutes. He's an off-duty paramedic. He's declared him dead. No pulse. He's not breathing. He's trapped in a car. In a moment of encounter with God. You see, moments matter. Voices matter. Who you listen to and what you step out into matter. And I want to get in one moment, in an instant, through a guy that didn't know what is. You got to understand, I'm the most unlikely guy to do this. You know, growing up as a kid, I was voted to be school captain. I said no, because I didn't want to stand up and do the speeches. I was voted to be captain of this. I said no, because I just didn't want the attention. I wanted to sit in the corner by myself. I'm happy in my own company. I'll read a book. I'll watch Netflix. I'll go for a surf. I'll do what, like my wife, if there's music on at a party, we don't leave till the music stops. And I'm sitting there going, this, you drive me insane. Anyway, that's another story. I sit in the corner. I don't know how you feel. I don't know how you see yourself. I don't know what your personality type is, but God will work in you and through you if you allow him to. Amen? I just want to stir something this morning because this man's alive today. He opened his eyes. His neck, the blood started pumping out again because his heart started. So we had to get a blanket and put it on his neck. They came with the jaws of life and cut him out of the car and released him from hospital the next day with a few stitches in his neck and a broken leg. Because our God's a miracle working God. Our God's a God that does the impossible. I've seen this time and time again, and I want to encourage you, if he'll use me, in the Bible it says that he used a donkey, he will use you. He will use anybody that's got a willing heart and open to the voice of God. And I love what it says in Mark 4:35. It says this, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go to the other side. Jesus is always down for an adventure. And like I said, enjoy the journey. I think we get too intense in our faith and in our Christianity and in our righteousness. The Bible says, don't be overly righteous, don't be overly wicked. Enjoy life. I've come that you may have life and life more abundantly. Know what your boundaries are. Know what you don't do. Know what you can do. And enjoy the journey. Don't get so... And this church is just free. It's open. It's unlocked. Just get engaged. Don't worry about girls. Don't worry about boys. Don't worry about relationships. They're all going to sort themselves out. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy having fun. Play sports. Do whatever you do. Just don't play Fortnite. I hate that thing. That thing's of the devil. But anyway, that's... This is healing for me. I feel like I feel free. I'm good now. Somebody could send my kids a text message. Let's go to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were other boats with him also, and a furious storm arose. And the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. And the disciples woke him and said, Teacher, do you not care if we drown? And he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down. It was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified. The funny thing is, he said, why are you afraid? Right. And they get terrified. Yeah. You know, Jesus doesn't come into your life to bring more fear to you. He wants to release fear from your life. He wants to release anxiety from your world. He doesn't want you worried. God doesn't say one thing and mean another. When he says, come to me, I've got what you need. It's not to punish you. It's not to trick you. It's not, oh, I didn't really have that. I didn't really have relief for you. I didn't really have healing for you. When Jesus has come to me, he has everything you need. And he wants you at peace, and he wants you in joy, and he wants you to know that you're affirmed and you're accepted and you're loved as his child, and that he has a plan and a future for you. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked him, said, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. I love this. All through life, you're going to hear voices. Internal voices, external voices, loud voices, soft voices, familiar voices, voices that bring fear, voices that bring peace. And it's really important what voices you listen to. I want to encourage, you're in a great place. You've got great leaders. You've got great leadership. This is a house of faith and a house of hope. Listen to the voices that are in this house. Some of the worst decisions I made as a young guy was because I didn't listen to godly voices in my world that were trying to lead me into victory, lead me into places of victory in my life that I wouldn't suffer pain and I wouldn't suffer through my own decisions. Because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. For every decision I make, there will be a consequence. So I want to encourage you, immerse yourself in the house of God. Immerse yourself in the adventure of God and watch what he will do with you. Have you ever seen that cartoon of Donald Duck where he's got the two angels on his shoulders?
Yeah.
You know, the angel duck and the devil duck? And one's saying, do this, be good, be nice, don't swear, don't drink, don't smoke that. And the other one's going, no, do it, it's fun, it'll be awesome. And there's a decision to made between, that's us every day. Like honestly, the Bible says, be self-controlled, alert, because the devil, your adversary, roams around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Yeah. The cool thing is if he can devour some, he can't devour others.
Right.
So he can't devour those that listen to the right voices, that go to faith instead of fear, that go to pressing into God and looking at the word and rather than listening to the voice of others. Because some of the lives that I've seen destroyed have been lives that listened to voices that were contrary to what God wanted them to do. And you know what? It may seem fun for a moment. It may seem exciting for a moment. But I got to tell you, the last 26 years of my life have been the greatest adventure that I could ever have lived. And I just try and live my life open to God, listening to his voice. And as I said, we see just some crazy things. A month ago, I prayed for a lady that was given 2 weeks to live.
Wow.
She had cancer in her blood, cancer in her organs, and cancer in her bones. Her husband was in ICU dying of septicemia. Like, it was a big deal, a big issue. So we prayed for him, and then we went around to her house and prayed for her, and they were desperate, and they were hopeless, and it was just like, it was heavy. I don't know if you've been in a heavy situation where it's like, I got nothing, I don't know what to do, this is freaking me out, I really don't want to be here. And I felt something kick in on the inside, and God said, listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. And so we just started praying. We started declaring the word of God. We really started fighting for this. Well, who knows when you've got 2 weeks to live? You've literally go home and get your affairs in order. You've got 2 weeks to live. She's got four kids. She's got grandkids. They've got life. Right? Life's big and life can be heavy at times. But when you do it with God, when you listen to the right voice, things shift. And you're not too young to be used by God. And you're not too unimportant or too unloved or too... God loves you. You are his kids. He desires intimate relationship with you so that your life can reflect what it was created to be. As we started praying, and it was nice prayer. I was, you know, talking about it was really nice prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word says, you know, we rebuke. And then something just clicked on the inside. It's almost like we started growling. Can I encourage you, get some growl in you. Get some mongrel on the inside of you. Because the devil, man, he'll come at you at life. I had a brother-in-law that died with a needle in his arm of a heroin overdose after only being married to my sister for 5 months. She'd fallen pregnant the night before. So he's now dead. She's pregnant. She's telling me how she's going to commit suicide. And we had to walk through this journey. Then we found her. So she's now got a 16-year-old that never met a dad, because I hate the devil. The devil wants to take from you. God wants to bring to you. The devil wants to limit you and destroy you, but God wants to release you into the future that he has for you. And so I just got ticked at the devil. You know what? I'm just going for this. So for an hour, And it was awkward and it was uncomfortable. You had those conversations and those moments. And I thought, stuff it. You've got 2 weeks to live.
Yeah.
We'll be awkward for 2 weeks. Yeah, but no, I'm just joking. I'm thinking, I'm going after it. I'm going, devil, I'm coming after you. She's alive today.
Wow.
She's got a clear bill of health. She went back to the doctor 3 days later. They re-scanned everything and said, there's not one cancerous cell in your entire body. I want to tell you, God's no respecter of persons.
Right.
If he'll use this numpty, he'll use you. Because I'm just dumb enough to go, God, I want you to use me.
Right.
I want you to fill me.
Right.
I want you to pour into my life so I can pour into others' lives.
So
I want to make a difference and see somebody else's world transformed. Amen. And what I love about this is our futures are dependent on the voices we listen to.
Yes.
Your future and what your future looks like depends on the voices you listen to.
Right.
That's why it's so important to make the right decisions.
Yes.
And as through this story, we see that the devil's listened to the storm, and storms come in many, many shapes and forms in life. You will have all walked through storms, tough times, challenging times, peer pressure, whatever it might be, trauma, different things. Storms come. That's unavoidable. But the storm listened to Jesus.
Right.
You see, the disciples were listening to the storm. And they said, Jesus, don't you care? You need to know how much God cares for you today.
Yes.
You need to know how he bankrupted heaven and sent his son because he cares for you. Because
right.
he cares about your future. That he wanted to wipe the slate clean. So you did, because it says when we step into Christ, we're a new creation.
Yeah.
A brand new creation. You're not a product of your past. You're not a product of what you've gone through or what's been done to you or what you've done as mistakes. Just let it go. Step over that line. Boom. The old is gone. The new has come. I'm in a new day. I'm getting a new mindset. My mind is being renewed daily.
Yeah.
Just step into and accept all that God has for you.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the people that change the world are the people that are passionate and excitable.
Yeah.
Christians should be the happiest people on the planet.
Right, yeah.
Don't mope around. Don't woe is me. I'm walking through this. I just spent $130,000 getting new hips. Okay, I had double hip replacement. It cost me $60,000 and I haven't worked building for a year. It's cost me $130,000. It's awesome. God's leading me on it. No, I flipping love it because God makes a way. God provides. God gets you through. He gets you to the, he's calling you to the other side. I don't know what you're facing today, what you're walking through, what you're challenged by, but Jesus said, let's have an adventure. Let's get to the other side. And don't worry about the storms that come. Don't worry about the winds that push against you in life. Speak to those things. Rise up in faith. And that's what he's saying here. Why are you so fearful? There's nothing to fear. The Bible says in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for you, who can be against you? And I literally could stand here for the next hour and tell you story after story after story. I prayed for a lady that fell down the escalators at a mall. She was like 80 years old and her skin was really thin and really, you know, you just get old and you break down a little bit. It's like a car. But as she fell down the escalator, she split her entire leg on the edge of the escalator. So she's at the bottom of the escalator with a pool of blood around her. She's dead. When you die, I'll spare you the details. Things happen. Things happened. And I was like, oh, this is terrible. She's dead. God says, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, she's dead. I'll call an ambulance. He goes, no, pray for her. I'm like, okay, God, thank you. You win. And so I took my shirt off. I wrapped it around her leg. And again, we just said, I rebuke death in Jesus' name. I speak life into this body. Her eyes opened up. She started breathing. The 60 people around were freaking out because they knew she was dead. The ambulance comes. They take her to hospital. They released her the next day with her leg stapled with 88 staples in it and released her from hospital.
Wow, come on.
I got story after story. That story of a girl this morning where it's paralyzed for 7 years. Snapped cervical spine, specialists, doctors, scientists saying, we can do nothing else for you. When nobody else can do anything for you, God still can.
Yeah.
God still can. What are you believing for? What are you dreaming for? Let's get bigger in our faith. The Bible says in Mark 11, it says, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believing that you receive them, you'll have them.
Yeah.
What are you asking for? Are you praying?
Yeah.
Pray.
Good.
Seek
Good.
God. Cry out to God. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Seek God.
Yeah.
Seek God for bigness. Seek God for breakthrough. Seek God for salvation and your family and peace in your home. If there's not peace, seek for peace.
Yeah.
If there's not joy,
Good.
Speak joy. The Bible says that the worlds were created
Good.
By the words that came out of Jesus' mouth. It says, we've got that same spirit living on the inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
That we can speak creatively towards our future. We can prophesy to our future.
Yeah.
And you know what? You may be walking through hell. Legitimately, right now, you may be facing hell. Demons may be lining up against you. But the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you're with me. God is with you this morning. He's more excited about your life than I think you are. I'm just trying to catch up to God with the excitement level for my life. I've only just begun. I'm 44. I've been doing this for 26 years. I'm excited for what the future looks like, and I'm excited to journey with God. Can I pray for a few people, and then I'll hand back? I've got 9 minutes, 26, 25, 20. Mr. Slade needs to get up. Oh, my Lord. We've been friends for ages.
Yeah, like 2 months.
Yeah, 2 or 3. Man, your future is bright. There's an anointing increasing upon your life. And God, it's just beginning. What God's going to do in you and through you is just beginning. And I feel like you actively need to push back against the thoughts from the past and say, you know what? That whiteboard's just been wiped clean, and I'm stepping forward into the future that you have for me, Lord. It's time to step up. You do a lot. And there's a smile on the outside, but there's almost like a brokenness on the inside. God is going to heal that brokenness today. He's going to fill you to overflowing. You've said, God, I need, I'm running on fumes. I need more. God is about to fill you to overflowing. Mate, I tell you, your tomorrow looks very different to your yesterday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you suffer from anxiety or fear, can I pray for you this morning? Is that all right? I'm going to give this back because I probably don't even need it. You know, one of the last things that Jesus said before he breathed his last was, it is finished. But the devil is a prince of lies. He's a liar and a thief. Lying is his, you know, natural tongue. That's what he does. He wants you to hear, you're finished. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, it is finished.
Yeah,
the attacks, the lies, the accusations, the guilt, it's finished. It finished on the cross. I descended to the depths of hell. I rose victorious. I've taken back the keys of sin and death. Now I have all authority. And I give you that authority by the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage some people today that God wants to set you free. He wants to set you free. And there's things we can lose the best years of our life to intimidation and accusation and others' opinions. But you know, the only opinion that matters in life is God's.
Yeah.
And God says, I'm for you and not against you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It says, the way of the righteous winds upwards. Your life is only going to get better in Christ.
Right.
It's only going to increase. It's only going to be more blessed. It's only going to be more, you know, fueled with vision. But we just got to step into and accept what he has.
Yeah.